UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Around people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
I wonder what goes on in his brain.
I have no idea.
I want to know the process. Did that thought...
I mean, these people had to sit through a godforsaken commissioner for an hour.
And that's what you started... The midday show, the 93.9, The Ville midday show.
Yes. All they are is they're excited. They want to hear us talk. There's college football news. There's DJ Wagner news. There's Aaron Bradshaw news. There's all kinds of stuff.
I mean, it's kickoff time.
We're officially on college football kickoff watch. And they had to listen to Dry Eyes talk for the last hour.
What was the title of that song he just played?
It was kind of like a remix for Fort Nowhere. The Times They Are Changing by Bob Dylan, because the whole conference realignment. It was
Times Are Changing Bob Dylan.
But it was a remix and it was more ethereal. It sucked, man.
I'm trying to outsmart the room.
It sucked. I apologize.
Stop trying to outsmart the room.
Just play something.
Yeah, we like play music. Just
play anything.
Like a DJ. Think DJ.
All right, give me a genre, and I promise I'll come back with a banger.
No. Like I need something right now. I cannot do
this
show.
Like play. Who are you catering to? Because that is
exactly, it's high energy, baby.
That's play rap.
I know.
Play rap. Listen. Go to the thing right now. Give me Snoop and Pac. Give me America's Most Wanted.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me. Give me anything. God, for the love of God, just give me some rap music so we can start the show. Anything.
Just call in 10 minutes and say I did it.
I don't care if it cusses.
Yo, Piggy, man, we got it going on, baby. It's on.
Little gangster party?
Man, he's gone, baby. You the man.
Why do you have to do that beginning stuff?
We was all...
There we go.
Turn it up louder.
Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture. Bomber suckers with precision. My intent is to get with you with that and double OP. Dog, my closest homies, it's so cold. We dispose our foes.
Showing up. Thank you, Mickey. My hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. Now we're back in the courtroom.
There we go. We're back. Sorry, everybody.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
It's midday.
Now I'm ready.
I know. Sleepy Eyes music. What is it? Hungry Eyes. What is that song about thinking of?
Hungry Eyes?
Yeah, Hungry. Why'd you, like, stop?
Yeah, that was like some ASMR going to bed thing. But now we're back.
I don't know how to open Let me just... It's the second hour. Let me just say this. Temperature control is obviously one of the most important resources in the world. Just ask the Euros. And if you agree with this sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, it's Wednesday, which means thanks to Jason and his team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios.
7-6.
It's which Wednesday?
5-4.
Be sure to get carry out, curbside, or delivery from the Hurst Park or Brownsboro Crossing.
Doesn't count.
Location for lunch, dinner, or your pool parties. Fully staffed, open 7 days a week with both locations. Order online or the Witch app. Witch, superior sandwiches.
I almost came back with the song, The Sandwich Rap. It was by some guy named Dan Antipowski. I had a feeling you'd probably beat me up.
No, you should have done that.
You should have done that.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. The listeners that are here joining us right now, they got all the conference information they needed.
I think so.
Out of the conference commissioner,
yeah,
and the ACC opening media day stuff, right? Mm-hmm. If you were joined at the beginning of the show, you got some very important information from Steve Rummage. If you were just joining the show at normal time, you have to pardon me for. I'm gonna repeat the point that Steve was making. So, Steve,
yes,
the topics of as of late, right, have been conference realignment.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I lectured. I was agitated. This is something that I'm often agitated about. Everybody knows this about me. So, in some ways, you get consistency and predictability when it comes to Marcus Maben and overreaction. One announcement of two schools and the conversation around the entire Louisville market was the demise. The demise of the ACC, the demise, and Steve, imminent demise.
Oh, absolutely.
Imminent demise. It's over. Louisville's left out. Louisville's not a big enough school to do anything. The conferences, super conference, super league, Louisville's out. Can you imagine two teams change conferences, Steve, and you have hour after hour after hour of radio and media and Twitter coverage of the demise of the University of Louisville off of two teams joining a conference?
Yeah.
They had Notre Dame in the Big Ten. Wasn't true. Mm-hmm. Or they had Notre Dame doing either ACC, Big Ten, SEC. They had Notre Dame leaving. They had Louisville making partnerships with the Pac-12.
Absolutely.
What market is going to join the ACC? They had buying out of the ACC contract. Just everything, Steve, off of announcement of two. Say, I know that content is king or whatever.
Yep.
But this is like lazy content, in my opinion. Professional doomsday seekers.
Sure.
Right. And again, I got no problem with a little speculation. You know.
Absolutely.
What could this down the road? But here's the thing, Steve. You have to give the disclaimer. Hey, we're just gonna speculate. We're gonna take our time and like you and I do it, hypotheticals.
Yep.
But we make it clear, hey, this is a hypothetical, what if the universe, like that kind of stuff. Not this is going to happen, this is coming, this is terror, this is doomsday, boom, boom, boom.
Absolutely.
It pissed me off, to be honest. It did. Conference realignment discussion.
Yeah.
Now, in the radio world, that overreaction doomsday stuff, I don't like it. Now, there's not much that can make me angrier. Not much. In the media world. But I do have something, Steve, that can make me angry.
Okay. I know what it is.
And it just happened.
Okay.
Okay. Last week, 2 weeks ago. Steve, I'm going to break our circle of trust for a second.
Okay. Let's do it.
And this is just one you're going to have to give me a pass on. This is like, take something you've done to me, Steve, that you shouldn't have done. Right? Mm-hmm. And just say, okay, this is Marcus giving me back. Because I'm going to drag you into this doldrum of breaking our circle of trust.
Let's do it.
Steve, you and I both made this statement to each other. I can't wait to cheer for another fan base or cheer for another school.
We did.
Now, I'm sorry, Steve. I know I shouldn't have said that publicly.
We did.
But you and I, and here's the thing, Steve. Out of all the mean things we have said at games, out of all the things, listen, when we've been on the phone talking about our players that we love, mm-hmm. our coaches that we love, we've said a lot of mean things.
Yeah.
And we both knew we didn't mean those things the moment the game ended.
Sure.
That conversation, those group of conversations that we had when I said, I can't wait to the day I finally cheer against the University of Louisville because of what y'all did. We watched the number one point guard in the nation. We've watched his recruitment for years, Steve. Mm-hmm. We have been doing the hypothetical Kenny Payne returns to the University of Louisville for 3 years.
Yeah.
And in 3 years, Steve, we have given the roadmap. Hey, we get Kenny Payne here, we're instantly in on a couple of five stars that are up there in Camden.
Yeah.
We got five stars that are in there with purpose. 3 years ago, Steve.
Yep.
When Kenny Payne left Kentucky, we started giving the roadmap to get him back here.
Yep.
Okay? We've not heard from DJ Wagner three times in 3 years.
No, probably the quietest big-time recruitment ever.
In the history.
Yeah.
You know why, Steve? Because it doesn't benefit DJ Wagner mm-hmm. to tip his hand in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Other than making a couple of fans in Louisville to give them another pivot to find a new way to hate on Kenny Payne, mm-hmm. it does not benefit him to share the level of interest of a recruit.
Right.
I thought we understood this as a fan base. Mm-hmm. I thought this is something you have to accept, that there's a reason he is who he is in the basketball world. Yeah. It's a reason all of these national media saying home run hire Kenny Payne. Mm-hmm. There's a reason we haven't heard Milt Wagner doesn't talk. Milt, 5 years ago, Steve, Milt Wagner sat in the 93.9 studios talking about his grandson in seventh, eighth grade or something.
Yeah.
Hey, man, maybe. You got another one coming on up? He guaranteed going to be number one point guard when he comes out. Mm-hmm. This thing's been in play for so long, y'all.
Yeah.
And we haven't heard anything. And in a matter of 10 days, Steve,
yeah,
we've had a fan base, social media revolt on Kenny Payne over his lack of his lack of DJ Wagner.
Yeah.
Of even recruiting DJ Wagner because mm-hmm. he didn't go to Spain. And here's the problem, Steve. All we asked is one question. Did DJ say that? Mm-hmm. Okay, so where is this coming from? okay, two people with the exact same phrasing, cloudy?
Yeah.
Okay, so Steve, some information comes out.
Yeah.
Can you re-rack the information?
And it's like, man, like, it's just, it was kind of like, wait a minute now. It feels like that this is, should use some common sense. And whether it's, we've been called it all. People come and go. Whether it's propaganda, Kool-Aid, you name it. You're
going
to mock us and we'll still be here when you're not. Okay, fine. Let's move on. Okay. So, today, 247, Travis Branham. Not going to read his whole article. It's behind a paywall. I'll give you a couple of snippets. Now, this is DJ Wagner, who, what did On Three say? Was a lock to Louisville, then 95% Kentucky. Commitment coming. We're going to talk about another commitment coming, too. Commitment coming. Everybody's, oh, man, On Three. On Three says it's going down, you know? Okay. From Travis Branham. Disregard anything you may have heard that didn't come from DJ Wagner in the last 3 weeks. DJ Wagner said no.
Wait. You better press mark. You better mark that.
He's gonna sit back there like that's not something to mark, Steve. I watch Nikki mark every single anti-Louisville story that you ever come up. You better mark that damn audio.
Keep going, Steve.
Yeah. Nick. No, I'm not committing anytime this week.
Is that a quote?
DJ Wagner said of the rumors suggesting that he might.
No, not might. 95%. PCM, let's go. Boom, this week. Boom.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, not going to read a bunch of the stuff. This is all his thing. But on his recruitment, he says, no, there hasn't been anything major or serious that has changed. He said he's taking his time with the decision, making process, and plans to take more visits. Which I said, that's one I was like, none of this makes sense. There's no, he may go to Kentucky, but he's not visiting Louisville. Like, we understand that, right? And if he does commit to Kentucky, and this is what I tweeted out last week, he'll still visit Louisville. The kid's visiting Louisville. All right. Now I'm going to leave it here because I don't want the rest of it. You have to read 247. On Kentucky, DJ Wagner says, it's a great program. I'm a fan of college basketball, so that's a great program. And I have known that program all of my life. On Louisville, DJ Wagner says, it's the same relationship as before with Kenny Payne. That's like family. That's good people. He's like family. I've known him all of my life. So it's just the same that it has always been. He really just wants me to make the best decision for myself and enjoy this process. That's all I'll read from that article.
Do you hear how stupid your Kenny Payne, DJ Wagner recruitment conversation crap sounds at this moment? Repeat. Do you hear how stupid your Kenny Payne, DJ Wagner recruitment narrative sound? And I don't like using words like stupid. Okay? So I apologize if you feel I'm talking directly to you, if it hurts your feelings. But I am being honest to my, you know, to my fan base, to my listeners of 93.9 The Ville. It sounded stupid then, and it sounds extra stupid now. 247, thank you for that. Thank you for that clarity. disregard anything you've heard out of the last 3 weeks if it didn't come. But and here's the thing, Steve, we knew it didn't come from DJ Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, did that, the first question we asked is, did that come from DJ Wagner?
Right.
We felt like it, whatever, we're not saying somebody intentionally lied, but somebody intentionally lied. You just lied on him. You lied on his name. And nobody even thought context. Nobody even thought who benefits. Nobody thought about anything but get the story out and bombard Kenny Payne. So we saw what you wanted. You got the narrative you wanted. You made it up on your own. And you attached that to Kenny Payne. So over the last 3 weeks, if I were you, I'd be deleting my Twitter like crazy. Because a lot of y'all expose yourselves in a major way. You expose yourself. And for you to cause, it's your fault that Steve and I had a conversation about what you deserve if that's what you did with the Kenny Payne, DJ Wagner thing. What you deserve as a fan. And I wasn't happy about it. I was not happy about the things I felt like the Louisville, who, and again, I'm to the point where if you're quiet on this, if you're on these message boards, social media, and you're quiet on this, you might be just as much of a problem as anybody else. I'll take our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven. Could you hear that tapping in the background all the time? My pins were tapping, sorry. 93.9 The Ville.
I got a whole lot of money, y'all it for me. Bottle keep popping that water, bad jacket.
Turn it off, Devon Jones.
No,
Devon Jones.
No,
Devon Jones. Nah, Nick gotta be investigated for treason. What did you just come back with, Nikki?
Rock a Flock of Flame.
Isn't that jackass song that they play at Kroger Field, like, at nauseam?
You know that, Nikki.
Cause oh, like, man, it's a party. Nikki. I was
don't
trying
give me
to...
That. Oh, don't, man. Get, oh. Don't give me that all oh, man like, nothing.
Look at them, baby. They're all down there dancing around the kickoff thing. Isn't that cool? Let's clap.
Hey, honey. Hey, honey. Hey, how would I look if I got a bunch of dreadlockers?
I started shaking my rear end and bouncing around. Play that song again.
You knew exactly what
no,
you were
I
doing,
didn't.
Nikki.
I completely forgot that's
you
their
knew exactly
freaking
what
pump
you
up
were doing.
Beat.
You didn't forget that.
And I covered them 2 years ago.
Oh, now we're getting to the meat and potatoes. Okay. Well, anyways, not that one. Let's never do that again. Never. Thank you. I'm not gonna crush you over that one.
No, I deserve to be crushed. That
but
was
let's
a,
not
you realize,
ever. Play
you realize
that
this
again.
Is middays on 93.9 The Ville.
Well, I'm just gonna play the hype songs from. I'll play Enter Sandman next for Vatek.
Oh God!
I'll play Rocky Top, Tennessee.
So here's the problem:
Country
Steve.
Road, West Virginia.
We can always play Rocky Top.
I know, right? Actually, ironic.
Steve's like slow. Yeah, wait a minute.
There might be some more of that playing.
I know.
In my world, so Steve. Talked about the DJ Wagner situation, okay? We talked about how I won't use the word stupid anymore.
Yeah.
We talked about how uninformed people look. We talked about how your Kenny Payne fake narrative, you know what I'm saying, how bad you looked trying to run with that, right? Mm-hmm. You read a couple of quotes of DJ Wagner. Absolutely nothing has changed. When talking about Kentucky, I'm a fan of basketball. Of course, Kentucky's awesome. I'm a fan of basketball. Mm-hmm. When asked about Kenny Payne and the Louisville situation, man, that's my family, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is different. Nothing has changed. Kenny wants me to do the best for me. That's my. I've known him since I've been born.
Yeah.
Since I've been born. That's my family. Okay?
I'm comfortable making any decision.
Yeah.
And talking to Kenny Payne.
Yes. But
and if I choose Kentucky... I'll probably still talk to Kenny Payne. Like, that's what he's
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Louisville every weekend anyway. With Kenny.
Sure.
Okay, Steve. And the moment I don't like being in Kentucky, I'm transferring to Louisville anyway.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. Steve,
let's have fun. Play second, see half the season.
Okay, so Steve.
Uh-huh.
There's another recruit that we said 3 years ago, mm-hmm. you get Kenny Payne, we'll be in on this kid too. Mm-hmm. And we might not get him.
Right.
But we're going to be in at the finish line with another kid. Mm-hmm. Aaron Bradshaw.
Aaron Bradshaw chatted with 247.
Aaron Bradshaw, yeah. likely Kentucky commit, whatever, mm-hmm. chatted with 247.
Yeah.
You got any interesting quotes from Aaron Bradshaw?
Yeah, he is. And just a little update on Aaron Bradshaw, which is, I think people want to know.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one. It was an imminent commitment to Kentucky.
Yep.
Didn't happen.
Because he said.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to make sure he
was making the right choice.
Now, I will say, the G League is very much a possibility. He talks about them in the article. You can read that. He's wanting to now visit Texas and UCLA as well.
Okay.
Very much in the conversation. He talks about them in the article.
Okay. You can go behind the paper.
I'm not going to read all Travis's stuff here. But on Kentucky, Aaron Bradshaw, what stood out to me was the coaching. I really love how Coach Cal does his workouts. It's my type of workouts, like fast-paced, intensity is high. Now, remember, listen to all this. This is important for what I'm going to read next. It's the type of workout like fast-paced, intensity is high, hard work, and just getting after it. And it shows on the court. There's a reason I wanted you to hear that.
That was his opinion on Cal's practices and the Kentucky program.
Now, on Louisville, and I'm reading the quote verbatim. It's literally the exact same thing as Kentucky. But what Kenny Payne does is he brings the reality out of players. You're not going to be dribbling the ball your entire life. And he brings reality like basketball and like or in life after basketball. That's what caught me.
So it's like Kentucky.
It's exactly like Kentucky.
Only better.
Except you feel
like he cares.
Yeah.
About your real life.
Which, by the way, On Three. On Three put out an article 30 minutes ago. Kentucky reached out to 5-star point guard Isaiah Collier. Look, and then
let me guess, Tip the Edits school.
Put eyeballs in a kitty cat emoji. Because y'all blatantly lied last week on the DJ Wagner recruitment. Okay? Now.
I don't want to accuse you of lying. I don't want to accuse you of lying.
The story.
It looks like it.
Now the story comes out like this, and now the DJ Wagner comes out. So guess what? Now On Three's like, oh, well actually, Kentucky is looking at another 5-star point guard in that class. Because that's Collier's the same class. Hurry up. Joe, write something tonight. Put together an edit. They're not really looking at.
Only DJ Wagner.
Only DJ Wagner. Now they really want Isaiah Collier to compare with Rob Dillingham, even though, and then they're looking and they're like,
And Reed Shepard.
What did Rob Dillingham just say? Oh, Rob Dillingham just told 247 he wants DJ Wagner to play with him. Oh, God. Somebody get a microphone in his face down there for On Three. But you would play with Isaiah Collier too, right? Guys, let's just relax. Let's just relax. Oh, our thing's not on. Sorry. Oh.
Who do we have?
Oh, wait a minute. No. No. Oh, no. You're telling us to look at our phones. Yeah, that's fine. We'll go to Malik Williams in Malik Cunningham in 8 minutes.
Yeah, he'll be playing it out then.
Yeah. No.
We're fine.
No, we're good. We're good.
No.
We'll let. Yeah, we Jim Phillips talked for 17 hours about nothing.
Okay. So that's what's going on in the media world around this. Okay, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
So this, like I said, it's not an attack. It's just saying.
It's kind of an attack for me.
From my perspective, it looks like their recruitment got lied on. At the very least, you lied on that.
Yeah,
because
you can never prove that. Yeah. So I guess I don't want to say somebody lied to me.
Yeah, we'll see. And listen, if somebody told you this and you just said, okay, I'm going to trust that information. That's like, okay, if Nikki told me something about the DJ Wagner recruitment, right? It's up to me to decide if I'm going to put it on my website and say, hey, yeah, but Nikki said it, so I trust him. Let me go with it. Confidential source. Nikki said DJ Wagner's 95% lock.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, technically, I did get that information. Technically, I just decided, yeah, I want to trust it. So it doesn't even matter what I put out. Okay? And so there's that, Steve. And Bradshaw. Again, people, Steve said this to so y'all could hear it straight into your ears. The practices under Kentucky are exactly the same as Louisville and Kenny Payne. But Kenny Payne brings some additional realness to the situation, you know, saying to the relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, Steve, my former coach, Coach Eaves, was in practice yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Was talking about practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coach Eaves talked about what he saw in there. You want to know what they're doing on July 19th, Steve?
I'm listening.
They're working on running high-intensity transition basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the ball up the court fast without dribbling.
Mm-hmm.
Running your lanes full speed. Right? Running your lanes full speed. Getting out in transition full speed. Keeping the separation.
Because it took Kenny Payne all of one practice to go, y'all don't know how to run transition. One practice. Wait a minute. Time out. Stop.
No, and this is what happens.
Listen, I guess I should have said, no, we're saying this like this is what this actually, is,
yeah.
This really is what
according
actually
According to
happened.
Coach Eaves.
Yeah. It took Kenny Payne all of one. Thank you for stopping that because it sounded like I was just saying hypothetically. It took Kenny Payne all of one practice to go, stop.
Everybody?
Stop. Yeah. Get in the film room. Y'all don't know how to run transition. And we're going to figure this out. Yeah. Sorry, busted there.
There are five lanes.
Mm-hmm.
The point guard is in the middle. Whoever you are in the two or the three spot, if you're on the left side of the court, you find a sideline and you get up it as fast as you can. Mm-hmm. If you see somebody who's a wing and he's on the other side, I don't care if y'all on the same side. If he's ahead of you on this side, you find the other side of the court. And you get up that sideline as fast as you can. And you stay wide. And you meet at the rim. You big men, the first one down there goes right under the basket if he's trailing. The last one is the trail man top of the key. And we got shooters trailing every single time.
Yeah.
That is a transition. Marcus Maben, at nauseam, last year said, we're not getting dunks because we don't have a fundamental transition. One of my first original angries with Coach Mack was standing straight up. Jordan Ward was on his back foot. You know, all these players were on their back foot all the time. That was number one. Number two, they don't know how to run transition. That's why we don't get dunks. It's clumsy. That was the emergency, Marcus. We got a problem. Houston, we have a problem. Okay? Now, I said coach or player, somebody's not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Assistant coaches, if nobody can stop this and see, hey, y'all don't have transition lanes. I mean, fundamental leg step one of basketball. Coach Eve says, Kenny Payne stops. We go in the film room. I get on this board. I go, lane one, lane two, lane three, lane four. Y'all be in these lanes every time there's a turnover, there's anything. You run these lanes as hard as you can. Step one, we're going to run a lot of transition. We're going to be stealing the ball. We're gonna play fast, play intense. You're going to need to know. This is the first thing you're going to. This is going to be 50 points worth. This is 50 points. In a tough game, this is 18 to 24 points of basketball that y'all are going to have to know. Stop practice. Film now. We come back out 15 minutes later. High intensity. Find your lanes. Let's work.
Yeah.
And no other coaches, no other instructions during my transition talk.
That was a big thing. That was a big thing that I heard coming out of that practice from that was Kenny Payne saying, for this moment, no other coaches need to do any instructing. This is me. I want them to hear my voice and my voice alone.
Yeah, yeah. Like brain programming yes. on transition is so important that I don't want any other thought other than my five lanes. You know what I'm saying? So when I snatch you out the game, it's only my voice you hear. Mm-hmm. You know why? Listen, when you're jogging on the court, off the court, I don't have to look at you. Mm-hmm. I don't have to yell at you. I don't have to be mad at you. You can jog right beside me and sit your ass right on that bench.
Yeah.
For not doing the first thing we did in the first day of practice, learning our transition lanes.
Yeah, and I'll put somebody in here who will run transition lanes because it will work.
Last point.
Yep.
It's also why I don't need a know-it-all on my team.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why I don't need a know-it-all on my team.
Maybe Kenny Payne knows what he's doing. Maybe.
I'll see y'all tomorrow. Middays with Marcus Maybe on 939 The Ville.
Ass meets bench. Bench retains ass. Download the ESPN Louisville app. Search ESPN Louisville for streaming, podcasts, and the latest program schedule.
This is SportsCenter.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano of the SportsCenter Update, brought to you by UPS Jobs. UPS Jobs now offering up to $21 per hour for part-time package handler positions. Learn how you can graduate debt-free. Apply today. UPSJobsKY.com. ACC Media Days. U of L head coach Scott Satterfield joined Drew Deaner this morning. One of the topics covered, the continued improvement goals of this Cardinal defense.
You know, it's been a work in progress. We came in here 3 years ago and, you know, it was one of the worst defenses in the country. I mean, you give it up 50 points a game, five straight weeks. So, you know, our defense, if you look at it compared to that, we've done a hell of a job. You know, we got some more work to do. We got to continue to get better. We all know that. You know, that's how you win championships. You got to be able to stop people. And, you know, that's why we put a lot of focus and effort into that side of the ball this offseason, and hopefully it's going to pay dividends.
That full interview can be found on GE Appliances Podcast Center, ESPNLouisville.com, SoundCloud, and on iTunes. Scott Satterfield will take the podium at ACC Media Days at 12:15 today. We'll effort that on the V Show. That can be heard on all sticks, ESPN 680, 105.7, as well as 93.9. The Ville. Some scores. All-Star Game heard right here on ESPN Louisville, courtesy of our friends at Smash Zone Baseball last night. You heard the NL beat the NL 3-2 for their ninth straight victory in the All-Star Game. Giancarlo Stanton, your 2022 MVP. Tonight on the pitch, Blue City FC hosting Phoenix Rising FC 645. That's on all ESPN Louisville sticks.
What a... GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.